This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the BetRivers Network.
I've discovered in my adult life that 99.9% of life is just showing up. We showed up today. Boomsies! Simp, everybody.
Talk some more. Here comes the king of cool. Ooh, oh, please welcome my host, Dan O'Toole.
If I have a full funeral, play that when you're bringing the casket down the aisle. Well, I don't want it in a church because I'm not a practicing Roman Catholic, although I was raised. Have it out in a field. But I want that as my WWE intro song, as you bring my lifeless corpse into full view. Well, no, it's not. Don't Weekend at Bernie's me. Have my lifeless corpse covered up. But please play that song. I'll write that into my will today. I do have a will, and I always wonder, I'm like, can I just make changes on the fly? Or Mike, is anyone going to call this into question if I'm like, hey, play this song? I'm like, didn't have it notarized. Can't do it. Are people going to examine my will that deeply? They're going to have like a legal, I don't think there's going to be a legal battle. They're like, he gone. Who gets his wrestling figures? You can have them. My name is Dan O'Toole. Still alive. So I win that bet. Over under on age in which someone dies. I'd say 80. 80's a good. 80, 85, I'm good. Speaking of living people, Kate Middleton. Last week, I gave a great in-depth recap of what was going on with Kate. Said there was going to be a major announcement on Wednesday as people needed to see that she was alive. On Thursday, she put out a video dispelling all the rumors. And she said, guys, I've got cancer, so that's why I haven't been around. I won't dive into any more conspiracy theories or rumors on the internet, one of them being that the video she posted was AI generated. I'm like, is anything going to be accepted as real anymore? So I won't go down that rabbit hole. On my March Madness bracket, I gave my picks last week. My Final Four, all my teams are intact except for Kansas, who lost their first game of the tournament. Every bracket created around the world has been busted. There have been so many upsets this year. So I do not feel bad at all that my bracket has been busted as well, because I am literally not alone.
I think you meant Kentucky.
Did I say Kansas? Kentucky. Kentucky lost their first round game to Oakland. Sorry, Tim. Thanks for the real-time correction. Had a dream about the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight last night. I'm probably like a lot of people where it's top of mind, because the more I see of Mike Tyson training, the more I want to see this fight. And I think we're going to far eclipse the 100 million viewers for that Netflix event. The big news this week, you're probably wondering, well, is he going to touch upon this? Hell yeah. It's the biggest story in sports. Shohei Ohtani. I think everyone knows about it now. They're talking about it everywhere. Cole's notes. It's announced the other day that Ohtani's translator had a massive gambling debt that Shohei paid off for him. They came out and stated this. They hired a crisis manager. A couple hours later, they found out they should not have hired that crisis manager because they created more of a crisis. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, Ohtani didn't pay it off. The translator stole the money to pay it off. So we got red flags. We got fire. We got everything with this story because of the instant switch from he paid it off to no, money stolen. If you don't have questions and just accept both of those stories, oh no, okay, they changed their story, then I question you. Ohtani met the media on Monday and he did not take any questions. New translator in place. And this guy, I was watching, he was jotting down notes, everything. He's like, I'm not fucking this up. Okay, got that right. Ohtani looked calm, cool. He always does. But it's got to be swirling in his brain. He's like, if what he says is true, man, this interpreter really screwed me over here. Said he's never bet on sports, doesn't have a gambling problem. This was all the interpreter. So many questions, and it would have helped if he took some questions, like, what bank do you use? Because that bank no good. If you're listening to this, odds are you've been in a bank, and you've gone up to a teller, and you've done a transaction, maybe bought a house, maybe transferred money to someone. It's not a one-step process. There's like managers have to come over and they're like, okay, check your ID again, sign off on this. I was discussing this with my producers and I said, well, there's steps to transfer money. They said, not if you just do it all electronically. So, okay. If Ohtani said he had nothing to do with it and Major League Baseball's launching an investigation, which is, come on. You got to get an outside investigator because Ohtani, what he means to baseball is billions upon billions. Baseball needs Shohei Ohtani. So if Major League Baseball is conducting the investigation, they will find, nope, nothing to see here. And what Ohtani says, he had nothing to do with it. And if it's all done electronically, they will never be able to prove who wired the money. So they have done initial scouring of his banking records and said, yeah, they can't trace it. Don't worry. This guy had full access to your computer. He did it. They can't tell who did it. So you're going to be okay. That's what I believe the investigation will find. There's no hard proof that Ohtani had anything to do with this. There's no signatures, all done electronically. The guy had access to his bank. Ohtani trusted this man. And here's what he did. Hell yeah, we're going to talk about the Toronto Blue Jays. As they get set to start their season. What we speculated is going to happen with Joey Votto. He will most likely begin the year in minor league baseball in Dunedin, gets back into game shape. Remember, he only joined the team like a couple weeks ago, so he wants to be ready for major league pitching. And when that call is made, we will all rejoice because Joey Votto will return home. The Jays last year, they were 89-73. Their over-under on their win total for this season is placed at, let me pull it up here, make sure I get the right number, is at 86.5. So they have them being a worse team than they were last year. And they have the fifth best odds to win the American League, which is a good thing for a team going into a season. They're like, no one's expecting anything from us. They don't even think we're going to win 87 games. The pressure isn't off. There is no pressure. So from a mental standpoint, it's the perfect place to be as a pro sports team. No one's expecting us to win the division at all. Because to win the division, you have to win over 90 games. They don't expect us to do that. So I like that. They probably are bang on with the hopes and dreams that Jays fans have in this team. No one is expecting anything. Can't wait for that opening, that home opener, when it's a commercial for the renovations in the first level, because we lived through this last year, where that first game was a sales pitch for the Rogers Center. I get it. If I do massive renovations to my house, anyone that comes over, I'm showing those. You want to show the world, hey, we made this for you guys. Sure, you got to pay more money, but sure, you got to eat that cold hot dog. Although the cold hot dogs may be a thing of the past, this is where I go in with extreme optimism. The new food provider for the Rogers Center. Airmark, she gone. The people that run the Yankees concessions, that company is now running the Rogers Center concessions. It tells you something about a team when that is the thing I'm looking forward to the most, and a 40-year-old eventually being placed on the roster. I'm going in with low hopes, low dreams, and when you go in on a base level, it's easy to exceed those. All Jays fans, I think you should get on board with that. Tim, there's other... there is good news in regards to what individual players are expected to do for the Toronto Blue Jays this year as we dive into Boomsies Newsies.
Yeah, there's some notable Jays odds here. Guerrero Jr., eighth best odds of winning AL MVP. Bo Bichette is 14th. Kevin Gausman is the betting favorite to win the AL Cy Young at plus 650.
Boomsies!
Yeah. And then, you know, some other ones. Guerrero to lead in RBIs is 8th. Home runs is tied for 10th. Gausman to lead MLB in wins, 2nd at plus 600. Bo Bichette to lead MLB in hits, 4th at a plus 1,000. So, you know, lots of people think they're going to do well.
Tim, as a team, are you on the same level as me as where you're expecting absolutely nothing from this team? Not saying I'm expecting a dreadful season. It's just a season where you're like, well, that season happened.
I mean, if they start winning in the first month, I'm sure I'll go back to what I've been for the last couple of years, which is like, oh, this is it. They're going to do it. This will be it.
Yeah. That's the great thing about opening day.
Especially
everyone.
If Manoah starts 3-0, Manoah starts 3-0 or something, I'm going to be, oh, here we go. He's back.
You know, and that's what sports does to us. And it's amazing. And then during the season, they'll pull off a 6-game clip of wins in a row and everyone's back on board. It's a roller coaster that we all don't want to be on, but we would be very upset if we weren't part of the ride. And that's why you live and die with the team. And that's what I do with the Toronto Blue Jays since I became one of their biggest fans in 1985 when George Bell dropped to his knees catching that ball and they won their first AL East pennant. I want current Jays fans who haven't had that feeling to live that with your team where you're all on board as a collective unit and it's the greatest feeling in all of sports. And then it leaves that indelible image in your mind of that team and where you were. We need that moment with this team. Don't think there's going to be anyone catching a ball to win the AL East pennant this year, but we can dream.
Some movie news in the category of sequels that should have happened 20 years ago. Happy Gilmore 2 apparently is in the works. The actor who played Shooter McGavin, Christopher McDonald, says that he recently saw a script for the sequel that was originally done in 1996. So, and I'm assuming it's Adam Sandler, it's going to be on Netflix. So, I mean, Dan, what do you think?
Adam Sandler's taking a bag and hats off to him. If you have an Adam Sandler movie on Netflix, it will be viewed. They will recoup with eyeballs their investment. Adam Sandler, love the guy, and I love that he's bringing this back. Is it the time and the place? Hell no. Has anyone asked for a Happy Gilmore remake? Hell no. But like everything that is old, it's new again. Like there's a new Beetlejuice as well coming out. I love Michael Keaton. Did we need this? No, we didn't. Are there any new ideas in Hollywood? No, there aren't. But it's a society we live in now where more content, the better. So Prime and Netflix, Apple and Disney are all striving to make that content, which will get people to their service provider. And Happy Gilmore 2 will get eyeballs. It'll be in your top 10 as soon as it's dropped. And I respect the hell out of Adam Sandler for taking that money. Because he probably found this script in his drawer home. Netflix, he's got to deal with them. Guys, I got this script sold. We're making it. Netflix, we'll make anything.
Did you know that Adam Sandler was the highest paid actor in Hollywood because of that Netflix deal over everybody else?
Tim, what are the details regarding the Netflix deal? Is it like a 5-picture deal with Netflix?
I don't have it in front of me. I was just throwing out a note that I saw the other day that said he's ahead of everybody in terms of salary.
I will say this. The last two movies I've watched of Adam Sandler, Uncut Gems, fantastic. Blown away by his performance, blown away by that movie and the basketball movie where he plays the agent for the player that he discovers. I was enthralled with that. Two fantastic Adam Sandler movies in which they aren't comedies.
I mean, apparently, Netflix just... They looked at it and went, instead of spending all this money somewhere else, like, what are people watching? People love Adam Sandler movies. Let's pay Adam Sandler. So for them, it's worth it.
Okay. He signed a reported $250 million renewal deal with Netflix in 2020 amid claims subscribers had spent 2 billion hours watching his film since 2015. There's no such thing as too much Sandler, the company said at the time. Sandler. Love the guy. And a little callback to when I used to do the Danitized items, Rollo Golf, a Canadian golf shirt company that I've worn their golf shirts on this podcast. I did a Danitized for them. Adam Sandler, when he was shooting one of his movies in Toronto, was seen wearing Rollo Golf gear. So we do have a quasi-connection to Adam Sandler because we wear the same golf shirts and he's supporting a Canadian company. So even added respect to the Sandman.
For this next one, I'm going to give credit to Andrew for the headline. Infamous Titanic door sells for a boatload. The door that was in the movie Titanic that Kate Winslet hung on to was recently sold at auction for $718,750. Wasn't the only piece of memorabilia that was up. Harrison Ford's whip from Temple of Doom sold for just over $500,000.
Oh, wow. I'd want that. I'd want a whip way more than a door.
And Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining and Tobey Maguire's black Venom suit from Spider-Man 3, the symbiote suit, sold for $125,000 each.
Of those items, Tim, you're a big movie buff. A door, a whip, an axe, and a Spider-Man suit. Which one, when it's on the auction block, and you can only pick one, are you taking?
The symbiote suit is tempting, but I'm going to take the axe.
I knew you'd want that suit, Tim, because I could see you as soon as you get home. I'm trying this on.
I said it was tempting. It's not that tempting.
Okay, I think we got time for one more.
All right. You want to do some? You want to do an art story?
Oh, my goodness. We have to. So every morning I tell my little Echo, which is your Alexa. We change it to Echo because it was turning on too much when it was named Alexa. So I get my flash briefing, get my news to start the day, know what's going on. And this story made it in to the Alexa flash briefing. Tim, regale us with this details of a made in Canada art heist.
A Montreal area high school art teacher is being sued because students from his class found their artwork for sale on his personal website. They filed the laws.
Okay. So we can stop there. That's the gist of it. So a teacher, an art teacher, takes his student's art and puts it on his website. It's discovered by one of the parents who's like, what the hell? That's my kid's art. And now they're suing this teacher for copyright infringement for like $1 million, right, Tim?
1.5. And it wasn't just the artwork that was for sale. It was artwork on coffee mugs, t-shirts, and cell phone cases.
Okay, now everyone hears this. They're like, okay, so this is an advanced art class. These kids are the new age of talent coming into the art world. That's the vision I had. Because I'm like, holy shit, this stuff must be good. So he wanted to cash in so someone could say, hey, I had this kid's art before they became famous. Then I saw the art. It's trash. When you envision a 12-year-old or a 13 or a 10-year-old's art, it's exactly that. Poorly drawn portraits that he had for sale on his website. I don't get it. Did he have any sales? Who's buying this? And how is the teacher looking at this art saying, I can make money off of this? Tim, can you answer any of those questions?
No. What I can say is that I mean, it, for the YouTube viewers, I'll throw up some of the pictures on here. When I saw it, like some of it, you know, it's not badly drawn, but some of it I saw and it was like, oh, these must be like 7 or 8 year olds. No, they're 13 year olds. And it was just like, uh-oh, that's not good.
And the kicker to it is in the description under these photos where you can go to buy them, he doesn't say like modern art portrait or skillfully drawn portrait of unidentified human. Under the caption under the photo is creepy portrait. So he's not only selling this kid's art, but saying out loud, this stuff's a little fucked up. It's pretty creepy. You want one? I can put it on a mug. Oh my God. Like, it was jarring when I saw that art. If there's a market for this, I got boxes of that stuff. One room over. I got loads of it. You want it on a cell phone case? I can give you 7 different ones. And you're going to pay $100 for that? Tim, we're going to make some money, buddy.
I'm pretty sure it's not the first time that something has happened. Like, I seem to recall a case years ago where some kid's school drawing or something was entered facetiously in like an art gallery or something. And people fell in love with it, loved it. They didn't know it was a kid's drawing. And like people wanted to buy it for like thousands of dollars. So, I mean, there's no accounting for taste, Dan.
This teacher needs to find an interpreter quick. And then he can get out of this mess. No problem. From now until the end of time. Interpreter did it. What are you going to do?
You know what the interpreter didn't do?
What?
A promo for your streams.
Right, Tim. Join me every Monday. Bet Rivers Players Club. 1 Eastern. We play the latest slots. We did it again this past Monday. We hit the bonuses on almost every single one. It's a hoot. Bet Rivers Players Club, I always send out a link on X before we go live. We spend an hour doing that. It's a fun way to hang. And if you aren't familiar with the games, you can figure out how to play them. And then every single night at 6 Eastern, other players play too. You might think, oh, that's weird. Why do I want to watch someone play? I'm always watching them. It always pops up on my Instagram. People playing us. I'm like, I want to see if they win. Because I have joy when others win or succeed. I want to see them celebrate. I want to see the big jackpot get captured. So if you share that childlike joy in seeing others be happy, then join us. 1 Eastern. Every Monday. Me and Z Money. Drinking our Timmies and not winning on Roll Up the Rim. Thanks for joining us as always, Tim. Appreciate it. Sounds like your vocal cords are sick again. I would see a doctor. Seems to be an ongoing problem. I would want that checked out if I was you. But you live your life. I'll live mine. And a little tip. I'm going to add a third one here. Show up. Show up in life. Thinking of visiting a friend? Just show up. Give that friend a hug. And be nice. Doesn't cost you anything. See you next week.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan O'Toozy. Live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies.